Hey.
It's been a while. Where have y'all been?
Welcome to the Magic Hours Podcast, where we talk politics, pop culture, and spirituality. I'm your host, Zoe Flowers. Now let's get into the show.
Vacation. Train, I guess. Yeah, it's been so long. August, I think, is the last time I uploaded a podcast, but my goodness, there's been so much going on that I just had to get off my ass and come back. So we had celebrity beef, Kendrick, you know, knocking poor Drake back on his heels. And for those of you that care about that kind of thing, you know, when this whole Kendrick and Drake fake industry beef started, I was like, why do people think that they are going to outwordsmith a Gemini? That's a son of Mercury, baby. You're not going to out communicate Mercury ever. I see it when people try to go toe to toe with Virgos. It's just like, no, it's just not. Unless they are extremely debilitated or they had some early childhood trauma where they were penalized for using their voice or something like that, and they have like a blocked throat chakra. And even then, you're still gonna catch it. Like if you catch them at the right time. But somebody who uses words for a living that has that Mercury placement. And I did dip into his chart, Kendrick's chart, when it first happened. And there were some things that stuck out to me that just were like, yeah, he's, I mean, I never had a doubt anyway. I was a Kendrick fan for a while. So I didn't have a doubt. I mean, yeah, I didn't have a doubt. But when I looked at his chart, I mean, Sagittarius moon. Wait a minute. He has a Gemini moon too? No, come on. You lying. Not in Pisces? Oh my God. Oh yeah, that's right. That's right. That's right. Because yeah, sun in Gemini, moon in Pisces, Venus in Gemini, Chiron in Gemini. So there was something about that Chiron and Gemini, and you know, Chiron, wow, I really just jumped into it, didn't I? I have no idea where I'm going with this podcast, by the way. We are just 100% freewheeling. When I saw that Chiron and Gemini, you know, Chiron is that primal wound. If you follow my Instagram, which you should be, I am Zoe Flowers. I did a whole series on Chiron through the signs late last year. And Chiron, again, is that primal wound. It's that wound that you almost live your whole life trying to heal. And him having it in Gemini, already with Gemini, you've got, you know, two sides there, right? You're dealing with identity issues, identity crisis, either trying to figure out who you are or over-identifying with who you are. One of the things that I've always said about Gemini is that they are a perfect mirror to whatever is going on. So they're going to reflect back to you what's inside of you. And so when I saw that Chiron in Gemini and I thought about that horrifying meet the grams, I think this is going to be a long podcast. Buckle in. That terrifying meet the grams. And when he talked about Drake's identity crisis, I was like, yeah, you got Chiron in Gemini. You know all about that. You know all about that, right? You know it when you see it because it lives within you as well. So yeah, just want to get that out of the way. Of course, Kendrick was gonna win. Obviously, even if Drake comes back with a little sometime in the summertime or whatever, fine, whatever, right? We know what it is. Kendrick won. The other thing I thought was really interesting was the timing of that beef. I mean, it could have just been destiny, quote unquote. There were some astrologers that predicted things happening around this time frame. They predicted it a couple years ago, actually. But I did think it was weird. I felt like it was a little bit of a distraction from what's happening in Gaza and what's happening in Congo and Sudan. I did feel like there was a little bit of a distraction there, but you know what? Those of us who've been involved, and even those of people who have not been involved and just been like living life, we needed a little distraction, right? So we took those 4 or 5 days, whatever it was, and then got right back to where we needed to be, just in time for the celebrity blocking, which I actually called for last year. Because I started studying egregores, and I'm not going to talk about that. You can go to the Magic Hours YouTube channel, and there's a two-part video series that I did about celebrity egregores. Egregores basically being a huge thought form, and the more we pay attention to it, it becomes its own thing, and it comes alive, and it becomes, yeah, it just becomes its own thing, comes alive. And so the best way to deal with an egregore is to pull attention away from what's happening. So, yeah, so people are blocking celebrities and also influencers, right? People of influence who have not spoken out on world events, people who continue to sell courses and makeup and, yeah, lip kits and just all types of things when so many horrifying criminal things are happening globally. And I think that's one of the reasons why I hadn't been as active on social media, because I just didn't feel right posting, even though of course I was talking about things, but even I feel like I probably wasn't talking about things enough. But it just felt weird to even just like live life every day here in America, when all of these other things are happening in the world. So I love the digital guillotine, the digitine, as the kids are calling it, where we're just blocking, we're just going through and just blocking celebrities, blocking their brands and all of those things. It's needed, it's necessary. And I feel like before we get into this reading, it's just a part of what's happening planetarily and the paradigm shift. And yeah, the world is just a different place. Pluto going into Aquarius on January 20th of this year. Whereas when it was in Capricorn, right? Pluto's the planet of transformation. It is the modern ruler of the sign of Scorpio. The traditional ruler is Mars, which I like to follow the traditional rulers. But we know what these past however many years that Pluto has been in Capricorn has given us, right? We know what it's given. It's given greed is good. It's given yuppie generation. It's giving, again, people selling courses while the world is crumbling and like them saying nothing about it. Pluto moving into Aquarius is shifting and changing things. And one of the things I said last year was that celebrities and a lot of other people definitely lost the plot. They just didn't have a handle on what was happening. And they're just acting like it's, regular time. Let them eat cake, right? That's what that child said. Let them eat cake. And even spiritualists, spiritual leaders, quote unquote, not saying anything. And I get it, right? Like, In theory, I get it. People are nervous about their finances. People are nervous about their own lives and all of those things. But like Macklemore said, right? Like, what if it was your child? What if it was your family? And so this shift into Pluto Aquarius is just pushing us to walk our walk and link arms and be more human and question what it means to be human and what does it mean to be inhumane? What does it look like? What does privilege look like? Who are we as a people? Who do we want to be? These are all the questions that Pluto and Aquarius is bringing up. And of course, even more that I'm not even touching on. And of course, you know what? Let me see when that Cat Williams episode on Club Shay Shay was, because you know what? Now I am wondering, because they say he really did set it off, and he did. But I want to see what the date was that he actually was on Club Shay Shay, because we went into Pluto and Aquarius. Pluto went into Aquarius on January 20th, and what was the date that
Watch
Cat
live.
Williams actually went on that show? Now, I am super curious about that, because whoa, that would be something else if it was like, oh, January 3rd. So he was ahead of the gate, which definitely happens when people are tapped into certain things. They get messages, they get downloaded, they get downloads, and they share them a lot of times way before the actual events actually happen. So Cat Williams definitely set it off, opening truths and letting us know that more truths would be coming. So now we get to Diddy. And not only is Pluto and Aquarius shifting and changing things, but what I really want to get into is the rise of the divine feminine and where I think, as I said, many people have lost the plot. And they still think it is 1999, 2001, 2002, 2003. So we know Diddy got hit with that lawsuit last year, paid Cassie within 24 hours. I can't even remember what date it was now that it happened, but I know it was towards the end of the year. That opened up all whole bunch of floodgates, right? Lil Rod came out talking about Diddy and his lawsuit. What's her name? Tiffany Red came out talking about her lawsuit and how terrible Diddy did her and how she's been afraid for her life for so many years. Of course, Diddy came out and said he didn't do anything last year. People were just trying to down his name, right? Anybody who looked at the lawsuit, I don't need to go into it, but we know that Cassie detailed some pretty horrific things. Again, not in a vacuum, right? People knew what was happening. Everybody knew. Everybody who was in that circle knew. Hell, I used to live in Atlanta in the 90s, and we used to go to Diddy's restaurant, Justin's. And I will never forget when somebody said that he had knocked Kim down, allegedly, for entertainment purposes only, in the bathroom of Justin's. And we didn't go back there after that. So this is not something that was a secret, just like R. Kelly, just like Weinstein. But the rise of the divine feminine could not be held down anymore. And as I said in my YouTube video that I did a couple months ago, I did a Diddy and Cassie video, I did a Diddy and Carisha video, I did a Diddy and Axl Rose, Jimmy Iovine video, and obviously more names are going to come out for whatever reason. Clive Davis kept coming up. People have got to respect the divine feminine at some point. Okay? We see what's happening with the earth. We see what's happening with the weather. It's like your parent. They keep giving you chances. They keep giving you chances to straighten up and fly right, but we don't want to straighten up and fly right. Then we have to pay, right? So anyway, Diddy did the things. He got sued. He paid the money. People were like, oh, it's a cash grab. He came out and said it's a cash grab. Then a couple days ago, we get this horrific video of him doing exactly what Cassie said he did in her lawsuit. And now people are not shocked, but shocked, right? And one of the things we're going to have to put to bed is this, you all are trying to tear a black man down narrative. We got to put that down in these cases because, or how are you all tearing? These men are tearing themselves down. No one is tearing these men down. Nobody forced Diddy to put on a towel and run down that hotel lobby like he was an extra in Get Out. Nobody made him do that, right? And we have to be so careful of like this language. Like he said, what I did in that video, as if he only did the thing one time in that video, when we know that he went on to continue to be abusive for the following years until she, finally left him. Oh, I should have gave y'all a trigger warning. Sorry. So we've got to stop doing that because it is disingenuous, right? It's disingenuous. It is harmful to victims. And it's a lie. We're talking about very wealthy men who have been able to hide their fetishes, their violence, because they had money, and I would say because of their proximity to whiteness, white male power in particular. So when they suffer the consequences of their actual actions, we need to look at it like that. Because it's just a lot of trickology, it's just a lot of gaslighting. People are talking about Chris Brown, comparing this to that. And they're talking about Chris Brown and Rihanna and saying, oh, well, Chris was able to get his career back after that thing with Rihanna. But people seem to be forgetting that Rihanna is not the only person that Chris Brown has assaulted. Chris Brown has gone on to assault Karrueche. He has numerous cases after Rihanna against men and women. And one of the thoughts that came to me over the weekend was probably 15, 20 years from now. Yeah, maybe 15, 20 years from now, people are going to be saying the same thing about Chris Brown that they're now saying about Diddy and R. Kelly. Because it is the same pattern. So I pulled some cards on it. And the first card I got with this question of the divine feminine and these exposés and this bumpy ride that we're going to be in for the next 5 to 10 years. With these exposés. And also the question is like, why are y'all comparing yourselves to white men? Like, oh, white men can da da da. Are you saying you want to be able to be violent and get away with it? Because you think white men do, like, it, like that's pathological, and that needs to be unpacked. That needs to be unpacked. Okay. That shouldn't be the rubric. That shouldn't be the measuring stick, right? We need to be talking about humane versus acting inhumane. And just because people are our faves, we want to hold them to some weird standard. Okay. So the first card I got was the Five of Cups in reverse. When I asked this question of this rise of the divine feminine, and when this is in reverse, it is about feeling welcome. First of all, pentacles. It's funny that we have pentacles here when we're talking about the rise of the divine feminine. When we know that pentacles has to do with resources, it has to do with empire building and things that we want to last. When this card is in the upright, it literally, and if you can see the card, people are like outside a church or somewhere like that. It's snowing. One of the people is on what do you call it? What are those things? Gosh, crutches. And they're literally out in the cold, right? But when this is in reverse, this is literally coming in from the cold. We are being invited. We are being presented with the opportunity to come in from the cold. The cold world that a capitalist, patriarchal society created and perpetuates. Okay. It is an invitation. It is an invitation to do something different, to be different, to look at things differently, to look at things more expansive. Shout out to the full moon in Sagittarius this coming Thursday, a great time of expansion. It's time for us to elevate our thinking and open our hearts and do some heart chakra work. I'm hearing some rituals to open our hearts, maybe getting some aventuring crystal. That is a great crystal for the discernment of the heart. It helps to suss out truth from the lies, which again, I think is really important. We need to be able to really up our discernment and our protections, I would say too, our spiritual protections as well. This Five of Pentacles in reverse is also a time of forgiveness. Not sure who gonna be forgiven. I'm not sure what that means because it's a lot of heinous things out here, but I guess somebody gonna be forgiving somebody. Okay, with this. And so that is sort of the overall theme of this reading, is this coming in from the cold and experiencing positive changes for a while. I'm sorry, positive changes that we haven't been able to experience for a while. Okay. Now we have this, the next card is Hold Your Vision in reverse, because it does look bleak. It does look scary, but we are being, again, asked to hold a greater vision, hold a more expansive vision, hold a more loving, positive, humane vision for the world that we actually want to live in. We have receptivity in reverse. We know that. We know that this is not a message or an action that some people want to participate in. They're not going to be receptive to it. Even some of the things I'm saying, you know, not necessarily going to be receptive to it. And that's okay. That's to be expected, right? Change, that's why change takes a long time, because people are not always receptive, okay? This stagnant old energy, like holding on, like Charlton Heston holding, you know, like Charlton Heston said, they'll have to pry his gun out of his cold, dead hands, right? It's the same thing. It's like prying patriarchy out of people's hands, right? And our thought processes and even our language, right? Like the whole addressing a group of people as guys, that, and I get this from my mom. I remember when I was younger, people would say, hey, like guy to my mother. My mother would be like, I'm not a guy. Like person, people, right? So the way patriarchy is even, you know, infused in our language, again, we are being invited to hold a vision of something different. What else do we have here? Oh, wow. Wow, wow, wow. Oh, my God. You've got to be kidding me. Holy crap. I didn't even notice this when I pulled this. Look at the bigger picture. Full moon in Sagittarius. And again, it was in reverse because, yeah. People want to drill things down to its simplest forms, right? Again, back to Diddy. Oh, I was in a dark place in that video. Were you in a dark place, Puffy? Because didn't you get an award that year? Weren't you like more popular than ever? And again, it wasn't just that one incident. You've literally been abusing people for 30 years, right? So don't, we can't let people just like drill things down to the, like the simplest forms for us to digest them. We need to take a step back, thinking about the hangman card right now. We need to take a step back and turn ourselves upside down like Odin. And try to divine the truth and just hang out for a little while to try to figure out the mysteries of life, particularly with this full moon in Sagittarius, which is ruled by the planet Jupiter. It's time to allow ourselves to delve into the mysteries of life, to get curious, to look beneath the surface of things a little bit more. And then the last oh my God. Wow. And then the last card that was also in reverse, a new start is coming. And that's the new moon. So full moon this Thursday, new moon will be in a couple of weeks. So if you're thinking about a potential ritual that we could do for the new moon in Gemini, our intentions could be around seeing the bigger picture. Holding a vision for a world that is just, that is equal. We could set intentions to help us look at the bigger picture, even in our own lives, because ultimately we got to bring it back to us, right? Like, it's great to talk about all these bigger things, but let's get to us. That's what we care about too, right? What are the bigger things in our lives that we're not seeing because we're looking too closely? Where do we need to pull back in our own lives and cast a wider net? Maybe we need to hang out with some different people, have some different conversations. Maybe we want to switch up our clothes, our hair, or something like that to bring some adventure into our lives. The other card I have here is the Four of Cups in reverse, which is about acceptance, it's about clarity, and it's about awareness. And so this is where we're going, full moon in Sagittarius. Sagittarius is often linked to the Fool card in the Tarot, and the thing about The fool is they're taking that leap of faith. They're jumping into the unknown, and they only have that one little bag, slung over their shoulder that I talk about all the time. Because when you're trying to change or you're going on a long journey, the lighter you pack, the better, right? Man, I remember when I used to, I went somewhere out of the country and I had this big ass suitcase and I had to schlep that suitcase. I can't even remember where I was, but I felt so silly. I was like, oh my goodness, I will never do this again. Because we're going up hills, we're going down hills, we're doing all these things. And I had that big ass suitcase. We don't want to do that. We want to pack light. So, yeah, that's what I have. That was my rant. And let's see what then I wanted to see what the birds had to say just as a closing affirmation. And I got the turkey, which is so crazy because I literally saw a wild turkey on the highway last week. And it says, honor your own time of harvest. Offer your gifts and blessings and service to the greater good. Wow. Perfect. Perfect, perfect, perfect. Well, that's all I gotta say. My little rant is over. I hope you enjoyed it. And I hope that you found it edifying. And I'll see you next time. Bye.